Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jason. How may I help you?
Yeah, my name is Richard Casey, and I ordered some binoculars from a source off of advertising on AOL back in March. Cost me well over $100. Well, what I got was I ordered four binoculars with the tripods. But what I got was is I got six binoculars, and they were all in open boxes. All the packages were open, and there were no tripods. Well, I take that back. There was one tripod, and it just wasn't what it was advertised to be, you know. And I'd like to get some of my money back if I could, you know. But when I tried to find the source, it's not locatable. They're in a blind someplace, you know. Can you tell me, got any suggestions?
Yes, may I have your zip code, please?
Pardon?
May I have your zip code, please?
I still didn't understand you, ma'am.
May I have your zip code, please? 44212. Okay, and can you verify your address, please?
Say again?
May you verify your address, please?
1748 South Carpenter Road, Brunswick, Ohio. 44212.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see here.
I think I ordered them in March, and they came in the first part of April. And I've been all this time trying to find somebody to talk to. I guess that's what I get from dealing with people on the internet, huh?
I do see here that you did have an order for the Cosmic Scope, and you want some of your money back from that order.
Say that again, please. I got a hearing problem anyway. And
yes, sir, I do understand. Okay, I do understand that you were not satisfied with that product.
But again, I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Can you understand now?
Yeah, a little better. It sounds a little better anyway, yeah.
I said I am understanding you are not satisfied with that product.
Well, I'm not satisfied because it's not what I ordered, you know? And I can't understand why I ordered four and they sent me six. And they're all in boxes. The original carding was opened, and some of them were torn. The cartons were torn. Looked like they had gotten a bunch of rejects and sent them back to me, you know?
Yes. May I offer you a $40 refund on that charge?
Well, I guess that's better than nothing, right? I mean, I was out like $120, $29 or something like that. So, can you make it 60? I'll take it.
All right, give me just a moment.
Make it 60, I'll go away, never hear from me again, and I'll put a Band-Aid on the bite marks on my butt from this. I got to tell you, I've bought a lot of stuff off the internet over the years. It's first time. This is absolutely the first time I ever got scammed, really. Everything
Sister,
else
I do
is
apologize.
Been, well, it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you personally for it, you know. somebody someplace.
I could reship you out new products if you would like.
Do what?
As I could reship you out new products if you would like.
No, nah, not really. I don't know. Here's the deal. Can I get $60 of my money back?
Mm-hmm.
If I can get that, I'll go away. I'll just chalk this up to experience. And that's and I'll be out like $60 or $70, but I just couldn't do that and not fool with it anymore if I could. That way, whoever sold these, you represent sellers or something that
yes.
sell products? Yeah. Well, whoever you're dealing with there is, I can tell you it's not on the up and up. I'd be getting rid of them if I was you, because they're going to cause you a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd let them know exactly what they did wrong, too.
Yes, sir.
So,
but I do have that refund being sent back to you. You should see it in about 3 to 5 business days.
$60?
Yes, sir.
That's good. I'll take it. If I see the check, you got the address right? 1748 South Carpenter Road?
Yes, or it may just go back to your PayPal account.
Do what?
It says here that you pay using PayPal.
I did, yes.
Yes, they may it should just go back to your PayPal account.
So how will they handle that? It just issue a credit or something or what?
Yes, you should receive the $60 back to your account.
Yeah. I don't even know if I've bought several things on that PayPal and I never really had a problem, but I just tried to get a hold of them, you know.
Oh, PayPal?
Yeah, and their website is really, really messed up, and I don't
know.
Yeah,
I have PayPal myself, and I was trying to, I ordered something like the beginning of April, and I still haven't received it, so I tried to, you know, contact them and tell them I wanted my money back, and I didn't get a response, so I had to actually call my, you know, bank that my card is actually with, the card that's on PayPal, and they handled it right there.
You know who was part of that PayPal when it started up, don't you? That Elon Musk that builds them Teslas? He was one of the founders on that.
Mm-hmm. And
but I don't know if he's actually involved with that anymore or not. But I thought it would be okay. You know, I thought that Elon Musk was born in America, but I think he was actually born in Australia or someplace. Not that I have anything against Australians, but His parents were like engineers or something, you know.
Mhm.
They did engineering, and his mother—I don't know—his mother was some kind of teacher or a professor or something like that. Had all the advantages growing up, you know.
Yeah, but I also they're just a little bit—I don't know, like. You know, it's easier to, you know, just click PayPal when you're ordering something because you don't have to, you know, enter the card number or anything. But
Yeah, it's convenient, you know. I mean, it's a great idea. And that's actually why I used it, you know. And
mm-hmm.
it was kind of separated.
I use it for everything. Like, I ordered something and, you know, they do split payments with PayPal. Like, you pay, like, it breaks up into 4 payments. Like, you pay some today, some next month, some another week, you know.
Yeah, they grab the money out of they grab the money out of your account right now too, you know. So if you pressed enter and wanted to cancel, you're screwed. You can't get the money. They're going to take the money out of your account. I don't know if you'd ever get it back, and I don't even know if PayPal would reimburse that, you know.
I don't think I ever got a actual reimbursement. Like I said, today I called about my getting my money back. And
yeah, you can't just send that to me directly.
No. It will just go back to the PayPal, unfortunately. Since it was the method of payment.
Now I wish I'd have used a debit card to pay for that, you know?
Yeah.
There's always a hook on something, you know that?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, these guys, they think of everything there in their legal beagles. So, you can't, I mean, the little guy can't get ahead, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, what part of the country are you in?
Alabama.
How much is gas down there? Gasoline.
About three. Let me see. About three. 49. It just depends. Do y'all have a MAPCO there?
Yeah, I got it. I
y'all
I
have a MAPCO? I mean, a MAPCO, like gas station MAPCO. You know
no,
what that is?
No.
Yeah, we got some called.
We have things like Speedway and.
Yeah, we got that too.
That's like the discount house. That used to be Starvin' Marvin's, you know. But we got one or two independent gas stations in town that they're small pumpers, you know. They don't pump the same as Speedway and Shell. We have Shell and we have...
yeah, we got that too.
What's that other one? There's another one here too that... We have more gas stations and Pizza Huts or Pizza Houses than anything here. I mean, and the other thing too is, you know, I mean, this city of about 35,000-40,000, so they have little strip malls here and there, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but, see, I live in a small city, so I guess it's high to us because, you know, we live in such a small town.
Yeah. You know, my daughter lives in Pensacola, and she drives a armored truck. She goes over in there in Alabama and around Mobile and through them and services them ATMs, you know, and picks up money at the, and deposits money at them stores,
mm-hmm.
those chain stores, that kind of stuff, you know. Which
yeah, this
I'm not a
easy.
Happy, I'm not a happy camper that she's.
Yeah, because it's dangerous. You know, people be trying to rob those trucks.
Yeah, she's been here just about 3 weeks ago. She's over around Mobile, you know, and she's servicing this ATM. And these two guys are walking towards her real fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they got about 30 feet away from her, and she pulled her weapon on them, you know, and told them to stop. And if they took took one more step, she'd kill him right there.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's a damn good shot, too. So one stopped, and the other one started to take a step, and she cocked the gun. She says, when your foot hits the ground, you're dead.
Mm.
That's all there is to it. So he turned around and went back, and they both left. About 10 or 15 minutes later, here come the Mobile police. And the officer pulled in and said, one talked to her, and he said, did you pull your weapon on somebody? He said, we got a complaint. She said, yeah, these two birds were walking towards me, and I told them to stop. And the other one told me, one stopped, and the other one kept on coming. And she said, I told him that when his foot hit the ground, he was dead. And she said they were about 20, 30 feet from me. And she said, I had no idea whether they had weapons. I didn't see any weapons. But, you know, you never know till they get right up on you and they pull them out of the back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, she said, am I in trouble for that? And he said, no, he said, you should have killed them both right there. he said there wouldn't have been nothing we would have done about it. We just picked them up, sent them back to the family. I told my daughter, I said, well, you know, that's easy to listen to, but when it comes down to the middle hitting the road, I said, could be in a lot of trouble, you know. I said, mm-hmm. besides that, I said, I don't know if I'd want to go to jail for protecting somebody else's money, you know. She said, well, I would only defended myself and I would have got out of there. She said, I'd let them have the damn money, you know. But she had about $2 million on that truck, she said.
Ooh.
Yeah. That had been quite a haul, you know, for them.
Mm-hmm.
She said they'd come in, so she's had a couple of trucks that got hit. She said, and each time they got several hundred thousands of dollars, you know. But, unbelievable. I'll tell you something, honey. I live up here near Cleveland, you know. Man, there is so many people get shot up here and killed, it's unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, the shootings up here are, like, Akron, Ohio is not too far from me, maybe 30 minutes, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And they had 18 murders over there already this year. And the other thing is the kids that are getting shot. There's been, I don't know, I bet you there's been a dozen kids been shot in the last 2 months. I don't know whether they just in the wrong spot at the wrong time, you know?
Yeah.
And people drive by and shoot in your house. That goes on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in a suburb in a adjacent county, but I'm just across the county line. And it's getting nastier in hell here, too.
Yeah, it is.
Because they got a main freeway out here, you know? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hell, and I was in the Marine Corps in the 60s, and I was in Vietnam getting my ass shot at. And I'll tell you, I think as far as being terrorized and attacked, you know, I tell you, I think it's almost as bad as it was in the Mekong Delta. I mean, over there they had safe zones, but it wasn't all that safe. I mean, hell, somebody could booby trap you or shoot at you, you know. Sometimes they hit. Hell, my best friend was standing right next to me and got hit. He was dead before he ever hit the ground. But, and they tell him, they say there's been 58,000 people killed in Nam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I say, that's bull crap. That's bull crap, because I used to see bodies, like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. How many bodies you would see over there. And they didn't smell very good either, I'll tell you that. And I was in the Marine Corps, and my grandson is in the Marine Corps right now, and he's coming up on 2 years. And I talked and talked and talked and talked and talked to keep him out of the Marine Corps, you know. I said, go in the Air Force or Navy or even the Army. But I said, or the Merchant Marines, get the Merchant Marines. You'll start out at about $65,000, $70,000 a year. Plus, they'll send you to college for 4 years for free. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which ain't a bad deal. But I if you go to college, I think you have to sign a 6-year commitment, you know? Sure, you're going away from home for 2 or 3 months at a time, but when you come back, they ship you home. You're home for a month and a half, you know, before you get another assignment.
Yeah.
So, that's what I would do. Plus, hell, if you become, become a captain, make about $300,000 a year to captain a ship. Not too bad of a salary for something that floats on water, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you hit a hit the ground and it sinks. And about 30,000 feet of water. Jesus Christ. You know that Titanic is like down 18,000 feet. Did you know that? Underwater.
Yes.
And that sub that just sunk over there and blew apart, that thing's in like 3,000 feet of water. So it's non-recoverable. I don't know how they would ever get that out of there. It's a wonder they even found it. And that airplane from Madeira or whatever it was over there that went in the water, hell, that's in about 12 or 13,000 feet of water, too. They'll never find that.
Mm-mm.
Probably got covered up with silt and it won't even make an echo, you know. But anyway, well, you've been very nice. I appreciate what you did. And I guess, I don't know if PayPal notified me they got that back or what.
I don't know. I would just check back on their, you know, account in 3 to 5 business days, because, you know, they do emails, but I've never actually received a refund from PayPal. So, you know, I wouldn't be looking. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about them sending the email, because I never got one, you know, just from experience.
On their website, it says, do you want a refund or credit or what, you know? So maybe I'll check them. If I, it'll be like next year before I ever see the money, probably, but. Because I got a feeling they don't give up any real cash easy, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, babe, you've been pretty nice, helpful.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate what you did. I give you a raise, but nobody pays any attention.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I'm not a sir. I'm just a, hey, hey, you. Anyway, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a good evening, babe.
Yes, you too.
All right. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for talking.